Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to this episode of Trundle Bed Tales. This is your host, Sarah Utoff, who is the creator behind Trundle Bed Tales, where we bring the imagination, magic, and history of Laura Ingalls Wilder to life. And if you enjoy today's podcast, be sure to check me out all over the web on my website and my blog, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and all over the web. And you can find all those links at http://about.me/Sarah_Utoff, U-T-H-O-F, and that'll have links all over the web. Now, tonight's episode is one of our monthly updates about what's going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom. And frankly, October tends to be a slower month. A lot of the home sites are slowing down. And one of the a lot of the home sites are slowing down for the year and closing up, and so they don't really have a lot of events going on, and they're also it's sort of a closing up time of year. Most people aren't going on Laura trips, and we haven't started the big Christmas push yet. So all in all, it's just kind of quiet, but I did want to go ahead and do this update. For one thing, I'd like to remind people that if you are planning to do a Christmas present for your Laura Ingalls Wilder fan, that this month would be a good month to start looking for it. The Christmas specials aren't out yet, but they should be coming soon, and you want to make sure you leave plenty of time for shipping. And you're going to find posts coming up for me, both on when the actual end close dates are for the museum, and there'll also be a blog post of recommending things that you may buy your Laura fan for Christmas, and I'm going to be working on both those this month. Now, I actually have several programs this year, or this month. I had two already. This last weekend, I was at Webster City and did In the Kitchen with Laura on Saturday, and then later in the afternoon, I did Packing Up, which was kind of interesting, because if you've seen me do Packing Up, I normally set it in 1894 with young Laura, and because I was doing In the Kitchen with Laura first, I had to do it as old Laura, and I had never tried that before. So it was kind of interesting to change it up a little bit. And then I also did, yesterday and today, had a one-room school program with the Johnson County Historical Society. They are closed for the public, but I always think it's interesting that we get to do those. And the Stewart Public Library is having me come It's having me come this Sunday at October 11th at 7 p.m., and I'm going to be doing In the Kitchen with Laura. That has been a really popular program this year. People really seem to be enjoying it, and that is going to be – oh, and then I'll have one more one-room school program, and that'll be about it for what's going on in October. There also is going to be, I want to point out that the blog was mentioned on Authors Real Lives, we were cited in an article on Helen Dorr Boylston. And I also had an article published last month on the Little House on the Prairie site, the official site of the Little House on the Prairie TV show, and it's more sort of a companion lifestyle blog. And it is also on In the Kitchen with Laura. And it is just sort of an overview of cooking in Laura's life, and there should be follow-up articles coming on that, so keep an eye out. And a new feature that I have started on the blog is once a month I put out a top 10 post that have the current, the top 10 posts by views in what happened in the last month. So the ones there now are the top 10, the ones with the most views in during September. Looking ahead, I am going to be doing another podcast on Saturday afternoon, and that is going to be on part two of my travails of planning our Disney trip, and I'm going to be looking at the Walt Disney travel book, because I went on a bit of a binge and bought five of them when I figured out we were really going this time. And so I'm going to go through, tell you each what each one's like, who might want to be interested in buying them, and the one that's the definite don't buy. Also, I am still working. I was hoping to have done this sometime over the summer, and it didn't happen. But I would like to put together a podcast where we talked about making a Laura Ingalls Wilder trip more magical. And what I mean by that is I have been listening to a lot of Disney podcasts as part of the trip prep, and a lot of them really focus on doing things that they call adding to the magic. And it's things like creating Tinkerbell gifts that show up in your hotel room for your kids every morning, or having a bouquet come from the Disney florist, or taking stickers along, or a little Disney present from like Costco and giving it just to somebody that in the park that you see that looks like they could use an extra special treat. Or it could be things like knowing to go to the flag retreat, or making sure you take pictures with a photo pass that makes you kind of interact with things so they can put like the images on the picture. They can give you fairy wings or that kind of thing. And so I think we ought to be able to put a little bit more magic in Laura trips. And, you know, there's some obvious ones like, you know, wearing your prairie bonnet. But I would like everybody out there in Trundle Bed Tales Land to put your thinking hats on and see if you can come up with some suggestions for a podcast. I'd like to make a call-in show where you could call in and tell us what your suggestions were for making the Laura Ingalls Wilder trip more magical. All right, so I think that's going to be about it for tonight. It's a little short, and it was a little rocky trying to deal with a phone call on the other line in the middle of it, but I am ready to get going back on our full schedule, so it will be Saturday at 1 o'clock. I hope I see you there. Thank you for checking out Trundle Bed Tales, and remember to brighten the corner where you are.